to Picture Perfect, an hour of music for the movies. I'm Ross Amico, and each week at this time, we present interesting and entertaining music written for film. This week, the focus is on Christmas specials for television. Let's begin with an animated special titled The Snowman, based on the picture book by Raymond Briggs, about a boy whose snowman comes to life, visits his home, and whisks him away on a journey to the North Pole. It had its debut on British television in 1982. It became enormously popular and has been shown many times in the UK, and even occasionally on US television. It was nominated for an Academy Award in 1982 for Best Animated Short. Here's music from the original soundtrack to The Snowman by Howard Blake.
Thank you. below are sleeping as we fly. I'm holding very tight. I'm riding in the midnight blue. I'm finding I can fly so high above with you. Taken by surprise.
Music from the 1982 animated short, The Snowman. The composer was Howard Blake. The segment Walking in the Air, sung here by boy treble Peter Audie, has become the composer's best-known melody. We turn next to music written for a television film called The Homecoming, a Christmas special which aired in 1971. Based on a script of Earl Hamner, it starred Patricia Neal and Richard Thomas in a heartwarming story of a rural family's Christmas in 1933. The film's success spawned the television series The Waltons. Jerry Goldsmith wrote the music. He would go on to work on the series for a time, though as of The Homecoming, he had yet to write the well-known theme.
Thank you.
Music from the 1971 television film The Homecoming. Jerry Goldsmith's score for the pilot to The Waltons. It's Christmas television specials this week. You're listening to Picture Perfect, music for the movies. We turn next to a 1954 television adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, which was shown as an episode of the anthology series Shower of Stars. It featured the usually excellent Frederick March in one of his more awkward performances as Ebenezer Scrooge, and Basil Rathbone as Jacob Marley's ghost. The teleplay and lyrics were by Maxwell Anderson, and the music was by Bernard Herrmann. The master tapes are long lost. This release on the Kritzerland label was transferred from perhaps the only surviving acetates of the show, so the sound is a little rough, but I think it's well worth hearing. Here, featuring the Roger Wagner Chorale, are selections from Bernard Herrmann's music for A Christmas Carol.
Darkest day of winter, through the snowy woods we go, gathering garlands for our Christmas, holly, pine, and mistletoe.
We shall hang above the lintel mistletoe across the beams, holly's spray shall brighten windows, while the steady yule fire gleams.
We shall hang above the lintel, mistletoe across the beams. Holly spray shall brighten windows, while the steady yule fire gleams.
Hidden in the silent forest, shapely, straight and fair to see, grows the yule tree we have chosen. This will be our Christmas tree.
Hidden in the silent forest, shapely, straight and fair to see, grows a yew tree we have chosen. This will be our Christmas tree.
Thank you.
Christmas Day. Christmas. Oh, days may come and days may go, but this is the day of the mistletoe. With lights in the windows and holly on the walls, and children waking up with Christmas calls. A merry, a merry, a merry, a merry, a merry, a merry Christmas day.
Selections from a 1954 television adaptation of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. The music was by Bernard Herrmann, with lyrics by Maxwell Anderson. As I said, Frederick March played Scrooge, Basil Rathbone played Marley's ghost, and Ray Middleton played both Scrooge's nephew and the spirit of Christmas present. It was given arguably the show's most memorable tune, A Very Merry Christmas. This was a limited edition release, issued in 2008, on the Kritzerland label. It sold out very quickly. However, it's been reissued on Kritzerland in a limited quantity of 1,000 copies. The disc also includes Herrmann's music for another Christmas special, A Child is Born. Here's Vince Guaraldi and friends in music from the holiday staple, A Charlie Brown Christmas. Thank you. music from one of the most popular of holiday specials, A Charlie Brown Christmas, which first aired in 1965. The classic score was performed by the Vince Guaraldi Trio, with Guaraldi on piano, Monty Budwig bass, and Colin Bailey drums. And with A Charlie Brown Christmas, we come to the conclusion of this week's program, an hour of music from Christmas television specials. I'm Ross Amico. Happy holidays to you. Thanks very much for joining me for another Picture Perfect. Support for this program has been provided in part by a grant from the Frank and Lydia Bergen Foundation and by the listener members of the Classical Network. Playlist information may be found at our website, wwfm.org.